This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We'll head into Ask Your HR in a bit. Career fatigue, right? Not year-end fatigue, not normal fatigue, career fatigue. We'll speak to an HR expert exactly on what that is and what exactly to do to exit a career fatigue. We'll also be touching on the sugar industry master plan there and the updates on the progress of the sugar master plan. And if you have tried to buy chocolate lately, you will realize how expensive chocolate is, and that's because it's both sugar and cocoa. If you've also tried to buy any sugary treats, your cake at your local butcher, your favorite Chelsea bun, everything has gone up. And that's because the inflation that we're seeing around sugar products also has gone up there. So we'll wonder where we are with the master plan. We need the sector to, return to its former glory. So basically, we can see costs coming back down. So we'll be speaking there to the chairperson of the South African Sugar Association. And then in the last 30 minutes of the show, we'll spend time with Raymond Langa, who is the chief executive for South Africa at Leogas Delany. So always keen to hear from you as well. Our lines are open on 0861-987-000, specifically in Ask Your HR. We love to hear your HR questions. And today, we are speaking all things career fatigue. Joining me to have this conversation is Dr. Sharon Munyaka, who's a work psychologist and past president of the Society of Industrial and Organizational Psychology of South Africa. Dr. Sharon, a pleasure. Good evening.
And a very good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dr. Sharon. I think before we get into a lot, let's talk about career fatigue and what exactly that is.
So career fatigue, if you think about the word fatigue, I am tired, I have no motivation, I have no interest, and you're bringing this into the world of work. And one can experience this physically, where waking up to go to work in the morning is hard. It's hard to get out of bed. Walking into the office building, you feel like your energy is draining to the floor. Mentally, you're exhausted. You can't think straight. Emotionally, you might feel anxious. You might feel overwhelmed. So career fatigue really shows up in different ways for people. But loosely translated, I don't feel like myself. Something is happening at work would help to describe what it is.
I must ask you if, this is often triggered by something, or if it can just be, years and years of going and going and going and just getting to a point of exhaustion.
So context is always so important. So if I think about how the world of work is changing, we had COVID a few years ago. Some of us were lucky to continue working from home. Some of us had to go back to the office. And people might have experienced this dip, this career fatigue, like, yo, it's Thursday. I need to be in the office. I need to travel to the office. By the time I get there, I'm extremely tired. And that could simply be as a result of getting out of your usual routine, where maybe you would wake up, get into your meetings, and only shower probably at 11 or at lunchtime. You're able to eat, you're not traveling to go anywhere, you get more stuff done. So definitely something will trigger that career fatigue, and we need to look at our lives and say, when did it start?
Is it possible also career fatigue could lead to acting out in the workplace? It could lead to performance also being compromised?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You might find that person who's usually very gentle, someone who's quite reasonable in a meeting, they can become quite argumentative. You might also notice, the sighing. Someone is sitting in a meeting, their arms are folded, or someone just doesn't say anything. It's like the body is there, but their energy is not. So you would notice their contribution to stuff is not okay. You might notice the number of mistakes someone makes, maybe sending the wrong email to someone, maybe mixing the wrong ingredients if you're working on a production line. So it can really affect how someone shows up and how other people are experiencing them.
I want to also speak about, being able to identify this in yourself, Dr. Sharon, and maybe what the next best steps are. As soon as you realize that something could be off here, it could be fatigue from anything, right? You could actually have financial issues. It could be staff at home. But this one would be specific to your career. It would be specific to the workplace environment and some of the things that are happening there. Being able to differentiate between that and other forms of fatigue and frustration, maybe, and then also being able to manage it effectively.
Yes, so you will be able to look at the different factors. So if we look at the financial one, for example, maybe you're a new parent. Before it was just you and your partner. Then now there's a third person that's come into your family. It's put pressure on your finances. And that can also create that lack of motivation because you can see the money is not stretching. So you're frustrated. You're frustrated about going to work because saying I don't have enough money is not going to change anything because the reality is there is no more money to give you. You might also find it could be a change in leadership. So you have a new manager and the style could be impacting how you show up. So previously, maybe you were supported, you felt excited to go to work, you had someone who was a cheerleader who noticed your effort. And then all of a sudden, you have a manager who says, just get on with it. Mm. So lots of various factors can come into play. It could be changes with a colleague leaving and how that also shows up so you feel isolated. Because as humans, we really are sensitive to the changes that happen in our surroundings. And sometimes we're not always aware of what it is, but we have to pay attention.
What can help look like in this instance, Dr. Sharon?
So help could look like, so for example, if it's from an individual perspective, I notice that, when I have to go to work, when it's Monday, or Sunday night, actually.
Ooh, Sunday scaries. I start,
hello?
Sunday scaries, yes.
Yes, the Sunday scaries. Yes. The Sunday scaries, the languishing, like you start actually feeling anxious. Or if you're someone who travels, when you start building up to your trip, you start feeling anxious. So that's a data point for you to say, I know what it is. I know that when I need to travel, I start feeling anxious. I know when it's Sunday night, I can't sleep because I'm going to see that boss or I'm going to see that colleague. So when we name something, when we give it a name and a language, we disarm it. Mm-hmm. So I know that, it's tough in that workplace, but this is a season. While I'm looking for something else, I need to wake up and go to work and pay my bills. So that's one thing you can do for yourself. If we're looking at it from an organizational perspective, it's so important that we create variety in our jobs. As humans, we love variety. Imagine eating puffin flakes every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You would not be okay. Mm. So you want the variety. So as an employer, make the effort to create some variety. It could be different projects. It could be different workstations. But we need the diversity because that's where the help starts. And then we can move on to bigger changes.
Is it possible that a person could get to a point of fatigue, Dr. Sharon, and even get to a point of deteriorating and needing a professional intervention?
100%. So your listeners might be familiar with the term burnout. Mm. So what burnout is it's chronic levels of stress. So it's not a once-off event. Over time, my capacity to deliver my tasks at work are no longer matching the kind of support that I have in the workplace, are no longer matching kind of skills that I have, the confidence that I have. So if I'm feeling this fatigue, and the fatigue is coming from different places, so sometimes the fatigue can come from just not being able to do my job, and I'm too scared to speak up and say, Mpati, I don't know how to do this. Can you help me? Or it could come from changes in process. So if you're continuously exposed to that environment that is frustrating, it becomes chronic stress, and it moves on to the next thing. And now you start seeing it manifesting physically. So maybe it's the headaches, maybe it's the panic attacks. You feel like you're out of breath. It might also result in problems with sleeping. So when you don't sleep, you don't have energy in the morning. You may be craving a whole lot of sugar and coffee. So it will create a lot of damage. And for some people who have mental challenges, it can make them even more vulnerable if they're in an environment where they don't feel supported.
I also want to speak about, colleagues helping other colleagues. I can imagine somebody listening and thinking, I think my friend at work, could be going through this. I mean, being able to be supportive also, Dr. Sharon, from that perspective there, but also being able to respect people's boundaries, respect their space, not be intrusive and the likes. It must be a bit of a thin line to settle.
It is a thin line, and I always speak about what we know well as Africans, Ubuntu. Mm-hmm. So if we understand that my well-being is intrinsically tied into yours, I will care. I will care that my colleague looks like they haven't slept in days, and I will take time to say, hey, my friend, are you okay? I will also understand that when it rains, it not only rains in my yard, but it also rains in my neighbor's yard. So today it could be this colleague who's struggling because they don't understand the work process. But if a new system is introduced, it could be me. Mm. So it's actually all of our responsibility to say, I want to pay attention to what's happening around us. If it's a manager who's being a bully and I have more confidence, I will speak up. I will say, excuse me, it did not happen in that way. Or I will just say, hello, do you need to talk? Or I can go to HR and say, I notice this. Can you assist? So we cannot afford to keep quiet. That is not who we are as a people. We need to do better.
And before I let you go, Dr. Sharon, just, overall here, as we start to also speak about this career fatigue, are people likely to experience that at certain parts in their lives, in their 20s, in their 30s? Is it something that can happen at any age, any form, that kind of a thing where I'm 25 and I'm feeling this and I'm thinking, well, I'm too young. I've only been working for 3 years. Or, I'm like, well, I've been working in this environment for 20 years. Why am I feeling this way all of a sudden? That kind of thing.
So you are spot on when you say it can happen to anybody. There's no blueprint to say, okay, now I'm 24 years old and 2 days, it's coming. No, you could be happy, something shifts in your environment, and things fall apart. I could be a 45-year-old woman starting to experience menopause, for example. And that impacts how I show up at work because there's that hormonal change. Mm-hmm. I could suffer loss and not being able to cope with that grief. So it can happen to anybody. That's why I emphasize the point of caring for each other. Yes, respect boundaries, but just notice and do what you can.
It's been very valuable speaking to you this evening, Dr. Sharon. I think helping people, working maybe through something is wrong with me, but I'm not quite sure what it could be. Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening.
Thank you, Nolitando.
Wonderful. Go well. That's Dr. Sharon Munyaka. She's work psychologist and past president of the Society of Industrial and Organizational Psychology of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.